What up, Buzz? You tapped in? Okay, Goose, you tapped in too? All right, Chicago, y'all tapped in? All right, boys, let's crack them. Feel like Mike in the fourth with the ball in my hands and I'm taking a shot. I'm the king in the madhouse on Madison, whether I make it or not. Now the crowd going crazy, they watching the play and I'm watching the clock. Got my shot in the air and the buzzer go off and I'm watching it drop. This team did things, MJ shot city, six rings. D-Rose, too big, too fast, too strong, history. And we good on that, put Jilla on the track and we good on wax. 3, 2, 1, everybody say Bulls on tap. Bulls on tap, our city pretty and gritty. Benny the Bull in the crowd getting hyper and litty. Me, I'm so drippy and slippery, nothing offends me. Banners on banners, we winners. We got the stats in the news. Go and subscribe, hang out with Buzzy and Goose. Tapping with us, we the truth. Jilla just murdered the booth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I'm your boy Buzz. I'm joined by my dude Goose, and we're here to recap a couple weeks off because we haven't been here in a couple weeks. Supposed to do a show every Wednesday. Last Wednesday, I was made to go down to St. Louis for the day job. Goose was getting tattooed up, so we weren't able to do it for snack today.
Actually, my tattoo appointment ended up getting canceled. We couldn't get on the same page, which is better than spending a grand on a tattoo that you don't want. I made an hour and a half drive to come home and not get a tattoo. I go this Saturday to get a tattoo that I actually want. So
a new guy or same guy?
Same guy. It's a childhood friend.
Okay.
He took a reference that I was making to like the color and the positioning on the arm that I wanted to like that was the tattoo that I wanted, and we spent about an hour trying to get on the same page, and that did not happen.
See, usually when I go get a tattoo, I give the guy an idea, and then he draws something, and even if it wasn't in what my head was, I'm like, all right, let's get it, and then we just get it done, you know?
See, you know, the first few times, it was kind of like that. You tell me what you're comfortable with my idea, and you know, we got a badass little, you know, guardian angel there.
There you go, black and gray. There you go. Cool, you know, man.
That one turned out real good, and we got a nice little wolfie on our chest. And we just rode with him the first two times, but the third time we could not do it.
I don't know how comfortable I am enough to do this yet, but as I was telling you before we got on, and I will give you guys the whole ad spiel before, but I have not seen Goose in a while. And we're going to talk for a minute. So you can join us in the comment section on YouTube or Twitter. I think I'll see him now, or I don't care what you do. So, let's see. I have become a maniac. I was telling you, I got the ice bath and the sauna. I've been doing 200 push-ups a day. I've been doing about 50 sit-ups a day. That's about it. I'm not going fucking crazy or anything. But I am feeling better. So once I get pecs and I can bounce them, I might get a chest piece, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll see.
You don't have a chest piece yet.
No.
Just the sleeves.
I got sleeves, ribs, and my back is done.
Okay.
That hurt like a motherfucker, dude. You know what hurt the worst? This armpit right here. Like right here in the pit of your arm.
That little ditch?
Yeah, that shit sucks. I don't recommend that to fucking anybody.
Recommend the ditch?
Okay. No. I still say to this day the fucking ditch hurt worse than my ribs did.
I mean, I don't know. I know people say the hands hurt real bad, too. I don't know if I'll ever do the hands.
I'm not going to do the hand. And I don't judge. If you want to get a tattoo, get a tattoo, no doubt. I'm not going to do the face or the hands thing, you know?
I think the hands is kind of cool.
Yeah, tattoos are
face cool. I can't do. Like, if you're a tattoo artist, by all means, get your face tattooed.
Right.
But other than that, I don't.
We've got about fucking 40 some odd people in this fucking thing. What's up?
We're just
ranting about shit. So I'm going to give them a little ad read while you're here. Go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Go to the YouTube, subscribe to it, throw comments up so we can add you in on the fucking conversation because we want to actually talk to you. I'm not going to charge you super fan shit to throw money up there. I'll just throw whatever the fuck you want to say because I guess kids are into that now. OnTapSportsNet.com, YouTube, subscribe to it. What else? Follow us on X, Goose on Tap, Buzz on Tap, Bulls on Tap, on Tap SportsNet, yada, yada. There's 50 motherfuckers in here now. This is nuts. All right, so we missed you too. Goose, the Bulls won a game against Indiana tonight. They're 13. Well, before this game ended, they were 13-12 in their last 25. They've been very, very up and down as of recent. They went on a three-game winning streak, beating the likes of Sacramento, Utah, and Golden State, all teams vying to get into the Western Conference playoffs picture. And then they come and drop two. Then they drop two straight after that to the Clippers and to the Dallas Mavericks. Not much has changed. And just to fill everybody in, we were used to be a post-game show, but we started talking about the same shit every night that it got annoying as fuck. And that's why we're just doing this weekly thing until this team doesn't suck and we can, you know, give you every day where it's actually fun and optimistic, you know, and we're not ruining your drive to work in the morning.
For a minute of that West Coast trip, I was like, wow, we went to weekly and now the team is going to play to a standard that we wouldn't just be talking about the same painful stuff over and over. And then they drop the next two in embarrassing fashion because the Clippers game, they were winning the first three quarters. And at this point, I guess if the Bulls are winning early in the game, you should start betting against them to lose because they need to be down in the fourth quarter to have a chance, apparently. Tonight, not quite the case. It was just a close game throughout. Like Cordy just said there, Kobe down. So despite the win, I'm not feeling the greatest.
Yeah, no, I feel like shit about it because, I mean, he's been the only – I'm serious. I would assume he's been fucking fantastic too, and I know I like to talk the shit about OB because he's a motherfucking man and blah, 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 blah. But Kobe and Io have been just such a treasure to watch. And when DeMar gets to turn back the clock, which is all the time, there are 82 games in a season. The Chicago Bulls have played 38 of games so far now in the clutch, which is, if you don't know, that's like when you're within 5 points within the last 5 minutes of the fucking game. And DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar and Kobe lead the league in clutch points.
Yeah. Well, BSP, everybody's like, see? It's like, of course I see. It's because every fucking game they play is a clutch game.
Are you trying to tell me that the Bulls have been extremely competitive in 36 games?
It's just so fucking. It's just like the bar. It's like the bar. It's just like, listen, just be there at the end of the fucking thing, man. Just be there at the end of it. You know what I mean? Because then we'll tell the fans that want to tell you about all the talent here that look at these numbers in the clutch time. We're in the fucking clutch time all the time because we can't blow anybody out.
Well, and they showed the record as well compared to last year. Last year we were like 13-22 in clutch games, and this year it's the opposite. We're like,
yeah, beating some ass now.
13, and it's like, is it really just Zach LaVine? Like, is that really the common denominator at the end of a basketball game that allows you to be a winning clutch team as opposed to a not winning clutch team?
Yeah.
But even then, it's like Billy was still giving the ball to DeMar over and over again, even when Zach was healthy. So I don't know that like the approach is really that much different. It's just
it's not. He just doesn't give it to Kobe now.
He doesn't.
You know, I mean, that's all it is. It's not any different. It's DeMar is the leader of the team. He is the vet that these young cats look out for. And I know Kobe's been in the league since 2019, but he's still a young cat. DeMar's a vet. They defer to DeMar. This is a fucking tale as old as time. DeMar's probably going to be back on, like, he's not going to get the extension he wanted, but he's going to get some fucking money to come back and be the mentor as we go through shit. That's what I think is going
to
happen.
They always say when it comes to contracts in the NBA that it comes to
70 fucking people here, guys. You're in here.
Opportunity, playing time, and money. And for DeMar, in terms of opportunity and playing time,
yeah,
there's not another place that needs him or probably wants him more than Chicago. And I guess as long as he's going to be able to stop Father Time, I'm along for the ride as long as it's not at another $20-plus million because I can't do another veteran that, like, tricked us into overpaying him again just because we need them more than anybody else needs them. And I get that's how value works. But at the same time, as a franchise that is the Chicago Bulls, you need to stop doing that shit. You do not or should not have to overpay for aging stars.
Fuck no, dude. Relevant.
That is not the model that you should follow, and it's been the model with the past regime and this regime.
Our boy Cordy in here. Oh, also, if you're in the Twitter, because there's like 70 of you in the fucking Twitter, and it's been pretty consistent, if you want to come over to the YouTube, or I don't give a fuck. You can throw your comments up on here now, and I can still put them up. I don't even think you have to be on the YouTube anymore. I am technology illiterate, and I run a podcast. Just want to let everybody know. I don't really know what I'm doing. No, but I agree with everything you said. And then Cordy as well. DeMar's game translates over. I do want to talk about like a mini DeMar, but with his kind of like his game right now, even though he's a better 3-point shooter, I feel like Io loves to live in that little mid range. But how about him, huh? The defense. I mean, this kid's starting to become with the potential to be like a 2-level, 3-level scorer. and play some defense on him. I mean, I'm not going to say he's going to be a star or anything, but somebody who's able to do it.
Him run the offense quite a bit more, too, while Kobe's going into some of these lulls where he is having a couple excessive turnover games. Io's been getting a little bit more on-ball responsibility, and that's been working out well, too. So, it's definitely interesting to see Io's development. To think at the beginning of the year, we were talking about like how heavy this guard rotation was. People wanted Javon Carter getting all Io's minutes. Io getting signed was kind of baffling. And now Javon Carter can't find minutes. The other night when he was playing against Dallas, I was like, wait, this guy's still on the team? I forgot that we had Javon Carter, honestly. So the Io story has been great, especially to follow Kobe. With Pat going out, you kind of needed that because you don't have that young guy to latch on to outside of Kobe, who hopefully we get an update on here shortly because this just makes me sad. Like, I want to be happy right now, but I can't because I don't know what's going on with our boy Kobe.
And it is very sad. I mean, I hope Pat has a speedy recovery, but it is very sad to miss that 9.6 points a game and the 3.2 rebounds and hear about how he's a mini Kawhi Leonard.
Wait, he averages over 3 rebounds?
Probably fucking not. Io, over his last 10 games, Goose, 15 points a game, about 6 assists, about 4 boards. You know, he's proven to – he's gotten a lot better. And for all the flack that we give the front office, I will give a little bit of flowers to some of the talents that is here. It's with some of the young guys outside of Pat, really, for me, you've seen growth. I've seen growth from Kobe White. I've seen growth from Io Desumu.
Julian Phillips has been getting
run. Julian Phillips is getting run. Dalen Terry started to look a little bit more I know. But when it's arguable, if you can give him or Pat minutes, I think it's funny.
If Dalen Terry does anything well, it's jump passes, and that is like one of the cardinal sins of the NBA. You should not ever leave your feet to throw a pass, and he does it 90% of the time because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing on the offensive end of the floor.
It's very true. Another thing I want to bring up, we talked about him a little bit earlier, Zach LaVine, more trade rumors surrounding this guy. Bulls will look to offload him in the offseason, which I respond with, no shit. Yeah, they tried doing it for the last 2 years. It hasn't worked, or a year.
Well, what is the point of even, like, saying that?
I don't fucking know. I mean, is it clutch putting it out?
Cycle day, and we're just like, you know what? The Bulls still want to trade Zach LaVine, even though he may have had a season-ending surgery to avoid getting traded to a team he didn't want to go to.
And grass is green. Yeah, of course they want to fucking trade him. You know, shit. I mean,
it still appears that the Bulls will likely not get any value for Zach LaVine. Why, thank you. He hasn't played basketball. Nothing has changed. Thank you for rebroaching the topic that hurts me so deeply a month later and reminding me that he's still on our team and we still have to try to find a way to trade him because between Zach, Pat, and Lonzo, which we'll get to the Lonzo news, which is actually positive, we have like $70, $80 million worth of our cap sheet not playing basketball the rest of the season, and somehow we're still winning more basketball games. So maybe we are competitive. Maybe we are, Bellis. Maybe they did build a good roster.
We're competitive enough to be fucking 5. Well, when I was a youngin, they didn't have that stupid shit. All right? I do like it, though. It is fun. They do compete in it. From last year, we said that on the show.
We did just beat a team that's fighting pretty heavily for a legitimate playoff spot. So that's got to be
Well, they're in the sixth seed.
Yeah. So we beat a legitimate team that's actually in the playoffs right now. So that's got to mean something. We're competitive, right?
They're in the playoffs. They're in the sixth seed and not a play-in seed because Joel Embiid's hurt and Jimmy Butler doesn't give a fuck about the regular season anymore. That's why.
Okay.
So
Jimmy made it to the finals playing through the play-in, and he's just like, I'm God when it becomes the playoff.
Jimmy Butler just don't give a fuck about the regular season. He even said, he's like, I don't care about all NBAs. I don't care about All-Stars. He's done it. He's getting older. He plays when he plays.
So at this point for Jimmy, it's just turn it on in do-or-die mode and live with the results.
That's all that matters. Yeah, that's all it is, dude. I mean, I'm not happy we beat a young Indiana Pacers team that is kind of confusing because I feel like Tyrese Haliburton ever since the All-Star break has been like this, man.
He's been up and down, and obviously them losing Mathurin for the rest of the year.
That was huge.
Despite picking up Siakam, you know, all-star break. I believe it was hosted in Indy. But they had, you know, their skills team and all that, and it felt like the weekend was kind of surrounded around these guys. And I was actually somewhat excited for the Pacers, who did have a very young, exciting team. But with Mathurin going down, Siakam hasn't really found his footing there completely yet in a new role. And Haliburton, like you said, has been up and down. I don't think he had over 15 points tonight. Did he finish with 13?
I think, well, yeah, he definitely had double-digit assists. I know that for sure. Yeah, he had 17 and 14, 6 of 13 from the field, and he only turned the ball over twice.
So, still a good game.
Yeah, he was a minus 22 in the plus-minus. The best for the Bulls tonight was Vooch at plus 24, DeRozan at plus 22, and DeRozan at 18.
How we know that those numbers don't matter. Because the Pacers' best player was their worst player, and our worst player was our best player. DeMar's numbers saved the stat a little bit, but the fact that Vooch was still more of a positive than DeMar doesn't make sense.
12 points and 12 boards for Vooch tonight. I mean, he played Miles Turner. You know, what are you going to do?
And Miles Turner almost cooked us at the end of that game.
Yo, he had a couple big threes there in the fourth quarter.
Those back-to-back dagger. I thought we were done.
Yeah, so did I, but DeMarvelous DeRozan.
Ricochet and all that crazy nonsense and DeMar heroics. Yeah, no, Turner almost buried us.
Yeah, I'll take that shit all day.
I was sitting there going, wow, he's doing what Vucevic is supposed to be doing. You know, like what we traded multiple high-end assets for and have paid this guy $100-plus million in terms of contracts now. But, you know, he's shooting like Chris Dunn numbers from three-point land.
Back to the good news. Lonzo Ball is sprinting again.
That is really good news.
I probably tried
to. Like 2 weeks ago, there was a random tidbit note dropped on that, too. Like, Lonzo's doing great. He can shoot a basketball. He can dribble again, but still not sprinting. And at least now that it has been cleared up. Lonzo can now sprint.
Yeah, I wonder what that looks like. You know? If he comes back next year and it's with the Bulls and he's not moved for because he'll be an expiring contract. I wonder what that looks like. Does he come in and Kobe get two guard, or what is that? And if they trade LaVine in the offseason, what is that? What does that look like?
I don't know what that looks like, because I think like after you've invested all of this time into this guy's recovery and trying to help him get back to playing basketball again, that you have to give him an opportunity, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, he's going to come in off the bench, of course, at first, you know, I mean, until he can play himself in the starting lineup, I'd assume.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that would make sense. But being a clutch athlete himself, does that sway the Bulls? So, okay, Zoe's coming back. Do we have the Zach and Zoe dream, the ball Zach? Do we get the ball Zach going again?
3 years later.
20 years later, half a decade later, do we get to pick back up where we were with the ball, Zach? Aged enough at that point where Zach can actually take the reins of the team? I don't know. Like, it's such a weird situation. But we were just told, Buzz, Zach LaVine's getting traded for a bag of chips. It doesn't matter what happens with Lonzo Ball.
I would love to see him come back, get some bench, to come off the bench and shit, let the team just do what they're doing right now, because I doubt the Bulls stay with that marriage unless he signs for, like, super cheap and has a great season or something like that. But I just don't – working yourself back after 3 years, dude, it's tough. I mean, I'm pulling for him. I want him to come back and be awesome, but that's tough, you know?
No, I mean, and I think of Brandon Roy's comments on the matter, obviously similar injury, similar surgery. And he said that he very well could have played multiple more years in the league. He just wasn't comfortable with the fact that he wasn't the all-NBA, all-star caliber player that he once was. And for Zoe, that never was a reality. It was the expectation coming out of college.
Definitely all-defensive team.
All-defensive team. But given, you know, the outlook, I don't think that all the things that Zoe was great at are necessarily not achievable for him if he makes a full recovery. So it should be interesting to see. Obviously, the Ball brothers are good for the NBA when they are active, and hopefully for Zoe. That's something that he can get back to. But even just the fact, like we've talked about multiple times on the show, that this man's general day-to-day living can be normal again. And he can sprint. He can go play with his kids.
All about basketball.
Exactly. So regardless whether or not Zoe returns to Zoe form, the player that we all came to love in 32 games of greatness in Chicago.
35,
sorry. that's important.
It is.
I'm just glad to hear that it is progressing, and for the first time in 2.5 years, it looks like he might be able to play basketball again.
Yeah. So the closest to the Bulls right now, they have this 9th seed locked up pretty good because tonight was their 32nd win of the regular season. Atlanta's behind them with 29. The Heat are above them, 35. So the Bulls are about
six games out of sixth,
if I'm doing that right. 7 games out of 6th.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No.
I don't know if that's mathematically possible.
Well, they're 31, they're 32 and 34 right now.
So that's 66 games played, which means there's 16 games
16
left.
Yeah. Anything's possible. But you ever see Kevin Garnett scream that shit?
Yeah.
You know, anything's possible, dude.
I guess.
It's not gonna, but it's, I mean, it's possible.
6 games and 16 games? I just, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Well, again.
And Kobe White just went down.
Yeah, so. Dude, if he's out for a long time, I know we said at the beginning of the show, but if he's out for a long time, how fucking miserable is this going to be?
I don't even want to be in the play-in if Kobe White's not going to play.
No, I don't either. I don't either at all. Like, because that's like the growth moments you kind of want for guys like Kobe and Io, if that's what you're shooting for. If you think that they're the backcourt of the future, what you're doing right now is a good decision, right? Because you're trying to compete. I don't know if they're the backcourt of the future, so that's why I question it.
Well, even if they are the backcourt of the future,
not that good.
I'd like to have a wing of the future or something to throw in there with them.
Well, yeah, like a high level, multiple perennial all star with them. Yeah, 100% agree with you. So, like, I guess it's good for the development of those guys, like Io and Kobe and whatever, because I see them.
Kobe's hurt and not available. I don't know that DeMar needs more playoff experience. I mean, maybe his knock has always been that he can't win a championship. So.
It's not because he doesn't perform in the playoffs.
Maybe he does need more playoff experience. Maybe that's what this is about, Buzz. This is about getting DeMar the playoff experience he needs for his final NBA contract to finally get to the mountaintop.
Yeah, with the Clippers, I'm sure. you know, he ain't getting, if he signs here, he ain't doing it here.
It's funny you say that, because if he doesn't re-sign here, I do think he ends up on the Clippers on a mid-level exception.
And I see it.
He will go join all of those 35-year-old ring chasing, and the Clippers very well could.
They're a threat now.
Right now, this year.
They're a threat now.
Scary as all hell. And DeMar DeRozan only gets scary.
Have you fucked around and watched any of them?
Yeah. I mean, I had to watch the game that we played against them, and it was a lot closer than it should have been most of the game. Bulls were doing well. They were making me believe that they were actually – putting this together and going to ride out some continuity, and then the Clippers smacked us, and then Luka Doncic really smacked us, and Daniel Gafford broke NBA consecutive field goals made, which I get. Like, he really just catches lobs, so like catching 30 lobs in a row.
But it's kind of funny, Goose, to see Gafford and DJJ smack you around a little bit.
Yeah. When you don't have, I think our buddy C. Red Fred pointed out that Dalen Terry makes more money than Derrick Jones Jr. this year.
That's fucking wild, man. Huh? That's
another one of those instances of just not accepting that you made a draft mistake and moving on from that and letting somebody who's better go. That happened. And obviously in the moment, I wanted Troy Brown Jr. And I actually put out a fake trade with Ryan Arcidiacono and Gafford for Troy Brown Jr. before Gafford got traded for Troy Brown Jr. It's hard to not say that I didn't want that, but I'm mad that it happened now, because I'd rather have Gafford and Drummond than Vucevic anywhere near the
top. It's funny. Arturis Karnišovas, when they got here, had Gafford, Max Strus, and who else did they have here? Well, they brought in DJJ. Let all those guys go and look what they're doing now. We could have used some of that perimeter shooting inside interior toughness block, you know.
The Max Juice one's crazy. I mean, that is the equivalent of the old front office's mistake with Dinwiddie. Like, a guy who's injured just gave up on him.
But look at Garpak's fucking picks all over the place, or signees. They're still floating around the fucking league.
Yeah, no, Chris, the fact that Chris Dunn has carved out kind of like an all-NBA defensive season for himself, which isn't too surprising since that was always his bread and butter.
Right.
But the fact that he's had a resurgence, and granted it's with Utah, but the fact that he's still in the league kind of baffles me, because there was a stint there where he was just Trae Young's, like, G League backup on the Hawks.
And now he's a contributing member. Well, I mean, the Jazz are 12th. They're probably donezo. I don't think they're going to get into the play-in even, but, you know, he's played a good season. He deserves a spot in the league. But you have him in back in the league. You have Lauri Markkanen, who was an all-star this year, drafted by Garpax. You have Coby White, who people were fucking throwing fits about to be an all-star, drafted. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not advocating to bring them fucks back. I'm just saying, they brought a lot of talent in, and AK has brought in Patrick Williams and fucking Dalen Terry. Io, they did take Io, but that was such a home run, dude. I tweeted that out before it happened. If you go on the X,
I think anybody who was a Bulls fan that, like, watches any college basketball was like, oh, college kid, Oini, was fucking phenomenal,
yeah,
star
oh, yeah.
player,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Clear, fell in your lap, you better take this guy.
Right.
And, you know, so that wasn't really, I don't think that one was, like, hard work. I think that was just.
I think that was like a fucking, it just made sense. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
We're not going to sell the second round pick this year. Look at that.
Right. It's like peanut butter. It's like my sauna and my ice tub, dude. They just go hand in fucking hand. It's wild. You got to go in the sauna when it's 160 for 25 minutes and then get in that fucking cold tub, dude. Jesus. It's cold as fuck, dude.
I don't know why you would do that.
It's for my mental, man. It's for my chi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just, as long as you know. You know, it's good for you. All right. Couple fun things. Eastern Conference, the top three teams, I want to read them off to you. Celtics, Bucks, Cavs, okay? Darius Garland has come back. He's looked pretty good. You know, him and Donovan Mitchell playing next to each other, kind of figuring it out a little bit. When one sits out, they do really well. I don't know if you've noticed that. The other one does really well. Yeah, no.
Cleveland went on a tear.
Yeah, they did.
Without Mobley and Garland.
Yeah, they sure did. Their last 10, they're 5-5, though. But, I mean, they have still been playing good basketball. The Knicks fall below them in fourth, and the Magic – what a quick fucking turnaround for the Orlando Magic.
Can we talk about the Magic? The fact.
Okay, I know you're still not comfortable talking about them.
I am not comfortable talking about the Magic, even though, you know, somebody like Franz Wagner isn't really doing
it. It's Wagner, good. Dude.
Wagner.
It's fucking Franz Wagner.
I'm German as hell. I should know that.
You know what? His brother is Mortiz Wagner, and he is my starting center in NBA 2K.
It's Mortiz? I thought
I am 99% sure I didn't make that shit up. I thought
it was like Moritz Wagner.
No, we're going to goop.
I know he just
goes. Oh, okay. It could be. Here, let's look at this. I can share screens now. Brian told me. Well, we're live. I just got to not turn on the live stream of basketball next to me.
Just make sure that you're not going to play the basketball game for the good people.
Look what I'm doing, dude. I'm typing on here. Look at this shit.
Moritz.
Oh, you're right. I put the TC, man. I got dyslexic. It's Moritz. So how do I say it?
Just call him Mo. It's much easier. Just
all right,
him.
So just Mo Wagner. Well, I know it's Mo Wagner. I just want to know how to say the fucking name, though. My name sucks. My name's Bradley Squires. There's nothing fucking cool about that.
You know, when you say Bradley Squires directly after saying Mo Wagner.
I know. It sounds like I'm a bitch.
It doesn't sound
good. I'm okay with that, dude. I'm accepting it, that he has a cooler name than me. But anyway, he is my starting center. I'm averaging like fucking 20-10 with him.
But if I say my name like an angry German, since it's German, Keith Franz, this is kind of cool.
That is fucking tough. Yeah, Keith Franz. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm a mutt. My dad's dad was adopted. My last name should be Mikolan. I'm Italian or something. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just a mutt.
I don't know. Well, whatever you just said sounded pretty cool.
Mikolan? Yeah, it is fucking tough, dude. It sounds like the TV dinners. You get a jewel. Mikolanas, you know what I'm talking about? I used to get the fucking broccoli Alfredo, dude.
I just saw like macaroni and cheese wheels. I don't know why.
Macaroni and cheese wheels were good, man. They were. All right. So if you had a guess, though, before we get too sorry, getting fucking sidetracked.
60 games left?
Yeah. So you still have Boston winning the fucking thing. Obviously, they're winning the East. It's not. Yeah. Okay. Do you think that they get? You think they get to 65 or 63 wins?
Does not win a championship. They need to blow it up.
Really?
I mean, how
after what you just said about the Clippers, and I mean they're still young in Boston.
They're still young in Boston, and I think they have a great roster. But, like, how do you have that good of a roster and get so close this many times and just keep falling short? Like, what's wrong?
I don't know. Like, adding Kristaps was huge for them. So, if he's like, 100% ready to go.
I think that they win a championship this year. It is more so what I'm saying. I don't
think our check-in after 2 weeks.
The versatility they have on that roster is elite. As long as they can keep that together, they should. But I fully accept. I think it should be Boston and the Clippers in the finals.
So that's your pick. You got the Clippers going, huh?
I got the Clippers going.
I have like an unconventional pick, and I just
pick Minnesota.
I don't. I'm glad. I do love Anthony Edwards. He's a motherfucker, dude. He's unbelievable. He is worth league pass. Honestly, him and the guy at the Thunder is who I want to see do it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's gonna. But that's who I want to see. I'm going to say the Nuggets are going back, but I want to see the Thunder, and I think that there is a chance in hell that they do it.
Okay. I could see that.
I just
think the Nuggets, it's going to be Boston. Okay.
I mean, the East is like you said. I got Boston. Milwaukee ain't fucking with them.
Maybe in the playoffs you have Giannis and you have Dame, but I just don't see the team cohesion there that they once had.
No. No. They're missing Drew Holiday so fucking bad. It's unbelievable.
That's what they once had, and that's kind of just that.
Right, yeah. So I've got Boston coming out, no doubt about it. And then, like I said, I'd like to see the Thunder. That'd be cool because it's just new. It's new. I'd like to see Kyrie and Luka get up there. You know, I like Dallas. They're a fun team. They're just wildly inconsistent, and their two stars don't play a lick of defense.
That should be inspiring, though. That should be the mold for the Bulls, except they don't have superstars.
Maybe one day, my friend. Maybe one day they fucking will, dude. Maybe one day they will. Well, Goose, we did 32 minutes on our return. I'd like to thank you. We had fucking 96 people in here at one time. I think that's a record. So if you're here and you've been here for the whole time, shoot us a follow at Buzz on Tap, at Goose on Tap, at Bulls on Tap, at On Tap Sportsnet. If you're going to come over to the YouTube, if you're fucking bored and you want to, because it's easy to open up a second tab, I don't get paid for this. I'm just telling you. Just click on the subscribe button, because that'd be awesome, because we're just a bunch of dudes that are trying to talk sports and have fun doing it. So that's my spiel, because there's 95 fucking people in here.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I know, man. Do you have parting words? Do you have any more words you'd like to share before we part? Do you have any...
Just prayers for Kobe White, man.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna put that back up.
We're gonna need Kobe White purser. That's all I got right now. Because without Kobe White, the rest of these 16 games and maybe one play-in game don't mean too much to me.
So. Very true. It's me neither. Me neither. So yeah, Kobe White prayer circle. Are we gonna be back next Wednesday? We'll probably be back next Wednesday.
We'll be back next Wednesday. Getting a tattoo next Wednesday. So
or maybe we don't know what time. It's gonna be around 9 o'clock.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, right? Because don't they play next Wednesday at 7?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's just be like another fucking post game.
Inadvertent post game show? Yeah.
Yeah, just be inadvertent. But yeah, so Wednesdays are the new night, guys. Wednesdays at 8:30, 9, and if the Bulls aren't playing, if the Bulls are playing around 9, I would guess. So keep that fucking time uniform. You know what I mean? I got to do my spiel. I really didn't do it in the beginning of the episode because I was so excited to tell everybody about my sauna and ice tub, and you were excited to show your tattoo.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get a sauna and an ice tub now just so I can experience the sensation.
It's fucking life-changing, man. I'm just sitting in there. I turn on some acoustic grunge music, dude, and I just sweat my ass off. I'm getting rid of all the fucking toxins, man. I'm letting the shit just rain down, you know? I don't want to deal with the shit anymore, dude. I'm trying to get fucking healthy. I'm trying to run a 5K.
Are you really going to run a 5K?
Fuck no. No, I just want to be healthy, dude. That's all.
I know Jamie's going to think you're crazy. She's like, you're not running. You're not doing like a marathon. You're not You're doing push-ups and going in a sauna and an ice bath. Like
push-ups. It's for your mental too, man. You know.
No, as somebody who has worked out almost every day for the last 2 years, I fully get it. The mental aspect of it, it sets up my day. It turns me into not an asshole when I go to work. I get it. So I guess parting words on top of Kobe White prayer circle is, if you would like to improve your mental, get a sauna and a cold bath.
It's true, and we are looking for any company that would like to work with us so we could promote it here on fucking Bulls on Tap, all right? So if you know anybody, let some motherfuckers know, because we will promote it here in exchange for money, because that's what, you know, that's what we do.
Nice bats.
Yeah, the one that I got, I don't even know what it's called. I'll give it some free publicity.
We don't want to know what it's called because we want them to call us.
We do want them to call us.
Yep.
Beyond Marina, if you're watching this, please give us a call. We'd like to work with you. All right, everybody, be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. You know, the YouTube, subscribe to it, ontapsportsnet YouTube. Subscribe to it, the Twitter, follow it. The 900 fucking people in here now, the 100 people in here. Thank you for joining us. It's fucking sweet. Yeah, you know, follow us, Buzz on Tap, Goose on Tap, Bulls on Tap, on Tap Sportsnet. We'll be back next Wednesday around 8:30, 9 o'clock-ish. We're very unprofessional here, so we don't have a set time. So I love you, Goose. It's good to see you. Okay.
Miss you, dude.
I missed your fucking face, man. You're my guy. I missed you for 2 weeks, and you're just out here fucking getting tattoos, working out, growing up on me. I had that same shirt. My ADD's kicked in. We'll see you next week. Let's go, Bulls.